Today is December the 1st, 2021. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the promises of God, praying those promises, and praising God using His Word. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you're the Ancient of Days, the blessed Emmanuel, compassionate, and our defender. You are ever present and you have the final authority. You are the God of all creation and you are holy, holy, holy. You're the instructor of instructors and you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You're the key to everything we need and you're limitless in all that you do. You mend the broken and you nurture the hurting. Oh Lord, you're omnipotent. And you are the God of our praise. The quality of your love is priceless. And you are the rock and redeemer, our stronghold, the triumphant one, unshakable. And you are the vindicator of all things that are wrong. You will make all things right. Thank you for your wonder-working power, for you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the God of Zion. Father God, we bless your holy name. We thank you for the riches of the beauty of this earth. We thank you for the intricacies of our human bodies. And we praise you for the precious children that walk through every school door of America. Oh Lord God, you have created it all, you have designed it, and you have sustained it. Thank you, Lord. We bow before you in awesome praise. We thank you for this first day of December. We ask for a sense of quiet and peace where there is none. We ask for hope and love where there is none. And we pray, Lord, that we may be an instrument of your peace. We thank you for this gift of being an educator, no matter what our position is in the public schools. We praise you and thank you. And when it gets hard, help us to remember that with you, all things are possible. We love you and look to you. And ask for this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. Welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And this year, we are reading through His promises. What a gift. Our promise for today on day 75 together is Romans 8. The Word of God, Romans 8, 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. The Word of God, Romans 8, 28. Oh, praise God for his holy word. I would like to share the privilege of praying this promise with you. Oh, dearest Lord and Savior, we love you. What a gift to know that because we love you, all things will work together for good. Thank you for this high calling of educator that you purposed us to be. Help us, Lord, to ponder this promise and enter it deep into the scroll on our soul. When things don't seem to be working out at school, help us to be secure in this incredible blessing. When we are dependent on you, we are most effective as an educator. Help us to bless our school communities in ways that you will be glorified. We love you, O Lord. We are your people, your body in the public schools. We pray in the good, good name of Jesus. Amen. What a great promise to share with a colleague today. And you'll find these image cards with beautiful sunrises of our Lord and his word to share on our app. Or you can get it from Christian Educators. Go to our website at ceai.org. Look for Around the Word in 180 Days in the resource section. And then you will see it there. I wrote you a little note about this promise also that I'd love to read to you. Do you love God? Well, if so, all things will work out this year according to his purpose for you. One thing is for sure. If you are in education and you are listening or reading around the word in 180 days, you have a high calling. God didn't put you at your school for you, but for the others on your campus. Being a blessing to others is part of your high calling. Loving others is your spiritual command. Take steps today to examine yourself to see if you are truly grateful for this high calling, even if it's the worst year you've ever had. Serving others and blessing others takes our minds and our dedication away from ourselves and onto the mission of being Jesus on our campus. No words are necessary, just love. And now, my friends, we have prayed the promise. We have said the promise. Now let's praise God with his word. So from the word of God in Psalm 115, verses 17 to 18, we have another great praise. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and evermore. Praise the Lord. And that's Psalm 115, 17 to 18. And now, my friends, we always do two things on Around the Word in 180 days each year. And that's to speak about our 1:16 p.m. prayer for the day and to read our daily devotional. Today, we're going to be praying at precisely 1:16 p.m. Yeah, I know, it's a crazy time. But it can be done. It's momentary. It's reverent, and it's a prayer of unity. You don't bow your head. You don't close your eyes. You just go over and turn off your alarm. And while you're doing so, you lift up a short praise. We do give prompts each day, but they're not necessary. They're just for variety and just trying to hit all bases. And they are really kind of unique. Today's is unique. We're going to be praying today for the child who has difficulty with transportation to school. Now, that might not seem like a big deal, but there's lots of kids that don't show up just because their ride didn't work out. So let's pray for that child because there's a lot of issues going on besides that ride. Amen. And so today at 1:16 p.m., we picked that crazy time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I so look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. Now, the second thing we always do is to read our daily devotionals. These are offered each day at ceai.org under Resources and Daily Devotionals, or you can just listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Our devotional for today is called Restore, and it's written by Kathy Branzell. The prayer. Lord, help us to be loving, compassionate, and generous to those we come in contact with each day. Amen. And the scripture Kathy chose is Psalm 51, verse 12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. As we begin the month of December, we look towards Christmas, but today we're going to look one day beyond Christmas to the anniversary of the 2004 tsunami that covered thousands of miles of Asian, Indian, and African coastlines with destruction. The 33 to 40 foot wave took the lives of hundreds of thousands of people, sweeping away everything in its path. Since that day, millions of people and dollars have been used to help restore these devastated areas. Interestingly enough, many experts were interviewed by every media venue imaginable, and their perspectives greatly differed from a scientific standpoint. One said, two giant tectonic plates, which have been pushing against each other for millennia, suddenly shift. The left plate had been sliding under the right at a rate of a few centimeters a year, but now the top plate suddenly springs up, lifting 60 feet along a 1,000-mile ridge. Above the ocean surface hardly ripples. In planetary terms, the moment is utterly insignificant, says this geologist. Another geologist from Italy said, a big piece of the planet's mass has been moved around. This actually altered the axis of the Earth's rotation. This was the world's biggest earthquake in 40 years. It actually took a couple of microseconds off of time. It has been calculated that the energy released was 23,000 times that of the explosion of the nuclear bomb at Hiroshima. I find their different opinions, especially the utterly insignificant one, intriguing. Remember, these were scientific opinions of the earthquake and the tsunami, not about the devastation and the loss. Everyone goes through hard times in life, and what seems to be an insurmountable tragedy to one person may seem to be no big deal to another. But you have to remember that we cannot be precise in our evaluation, even if we've gone through similar situations, because our circumstances, our life structures, and our outlook are different. We need to listen to the person who is experiencing the misfortune and help where we can. Your students may do something wrong and think, well, what's the big deal? But your perspective may be that it's a huge infraction of the rules. Someone may hurt your feelings and think you are overacting, but you are crushed by what they said or did. Remember that how a person perceives a situation is their reality. Communication, generosity, time, and sacrifice are the keys to restoration. Restoration of cities, walls, lives, and relationships, etc. Across the globe, people and places are being restored. If there's someone or something in your life that needs restoring, I pray that you will use the focus of this Christmas season to at least begin the restoration process. And that was our daily devotional, written by Kathy Branzell. She entitled it Restore. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of our amazing promise for today from Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Gracious God, you are good. You are so good to us. Thank you, Lord. We do love you, and we will wait on you, for your purposes are higher than ours. We praise you and thank you that all things will work together for the good, and we believe. We bless your holy name and thank you for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be all glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.